Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Events of an Ordinary Life by Frank Conrad Musumeci is a collection of wide-ranging and wildly imaginative tales, a mixture of fiction, supernatural fiction, and true event stories that will keep you wanting more. You'll find comedy, suspense, and drama in a very enjoyable reading experience. Frank was born in New York City, raised in Hoboken, New Jersey. A multi-award-winning singer-songwriter, has had a long distinguished career as a licensed private detective in the states of New Jersey and Pennsylvania. Events of an Ordinary Life contain several true event stories that were experienced by Frank during his career as a licensed private detective. Events of an Ordinary Life won a Best Contemporary Fiction Book Award from the Academia in Los Angeles, California in 2021. And author Frank Conrad Musumeci is our guest on This Week in America. Hi, Frank. Welcome to the program. Great to have you with us.
Hi, Rick. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
What a background that you have. And this book is doing so well. Rave reviews, one calling it a masterpiece. And the nice thing with the book is we'll talk about, you can read a story at a time or you can sit and read all of them. It's just an amazing collection. I didn't do it justice. I spent about 15 seconds talking about us. Tell us a little bit more about the book, Events of an Ordinary Life. What are we going to find in here? Because it's a great collection that you put together.
Well, thank you. It's a supernatural tale, some of them. Some of them are just fiction, and some of them are actually from my files as a private detective. There may be three or four that are based on true events.
When you were going through those real life events, did you have any idea this was going to be material for a book at the time? Were you thinking, you know, if I don't write about this, nobody's going to believe this story? Did it cross your mind then, or was it later when you were contemplating the book that these stories came back to you?
Well, I've always had a journal. I've always written in a journal. And some of the things that were really interesting, I would write in the journal. I've always written. I mean, since I was a child, you know, I had a knack for writing. So I just wrote these things down, just so that I wouldn't forget them, because a lot of things happened that were so fantastic, you know.
Yes.
It's always been a journal, but I never knew that I would write an actual book on it. It was just later that I said, hey, this is, and you know, people told me, you know, these stories are great. You should, you know, do a book on them. And so I kind of did.
Another case of the power of journaling, how it sort of comes back at various stages of your life. That was the case with Frank. Our guest is Frank Conrad Musumeci. That's Musumeci. We've got all this information on our website, including a link to the Amazon page with Frank's book, his website as well, frankiem.com. We'll have all this on our website that you can link on as well and give it to you as we go through the program. You've mentioned you've always been interested in writing. Talk about that. Do you remember where this started for you, where at an early age, obviously, you decided, I sort of enjoyed this?
I think it started maybe in the fifth or sixth grade. I had a very good teacher, and she noticed that I had a knack for writing. So when she gave out English assignments, she would just say, hey, Frank, I want you to, you know, do write a story today. Write something as your homework. Write something about witches. And so I would go home and I said, wow, this is pretty cool. You know, it's not like homework at all. And she would correct some of the grammar and give me ideas and, you know, tell me this line really doesn't fit here. And, you know, it would be better if you do this. And she gave me a lot of input. And from then on, I began writing, and that was it.
And the rest is history. The first book that Frank has written is now available, Events of an Ordinary Life, Frank Conrad Musumeci. And I'll give you the spelling and all of that. Very simple. His website, frankiem.com. And we've got that on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Mention that the book is a fiction, yet some of the stories are true events. Talk about how you decided to put this collection together, because there's a little bit of everything in there. There's suspense, there's comedy. As we're reading it, we sort of go from one emotion to another. How did you put this collection together?
I had it as a blog, I had the stories, like, you know, I really didn't think about going from one story to another and what impact it would have. A friend told me, Will Stenner's name is, and he told me, you should really write a book and, you know, think about, you know, what you're going to do with the stories and stuff like that. And I started to really read them and say, okay, well, I think this one should come first, and these true to life stories will come a little bit later on. And so I that's how I put the collection together. And that was it. And it sounded good to me, at least.
Why?
And that's how I put the collection together.
And the readers say that there's an art form, isn't there, to putting a collection together. It's not just, okay, I'll do this first and I'll do this and another one. There's thought that goes into it. That's obvious in what Frank has done with the book, Events of an Ordinary Life, When Review, saying this is great. You reach a certain level with this one, and then he takes us to another level with the next story. It builds on one after the other. The true part of this, when you went back and went through your files, I guess those stories sort of wrote themselves. How did you find the other tales? Where did these ideas come from?
Just from observing people, and I've always kind of been interested. I like people, so I like to study them. I noticed that, you know, every person has a great story to tell. You know, if you go back and, you know, I would just speak to my friends about their parents and grandparents and stuff, and there were some wonderful stories in that. So I just, you know, started to observe people and listen to their stories, and, you know, that's what gave me a lot of the ideas.
You know, it's interesting when you mention that. I'm thinking maybe some of the characteristics for a good songwriter, which you are, an award-winning songwriter, and a good author, which you are, an award-winning book, Events of an Ordinary Life, are the same. Like people watching, I would assume that's key as a private investigator, that you watch and sort of interpret, not necessarily verbal what's going on, but body language, that type of thing. And you pick up on that and use those skills in songwriting and in writing the book as well. Are there some similarities there?
A song is basically the 3 or 4 or 5 minute story.
Yes.
And it's got, you know, it has to have the whole storyline, the whole tale in it to make sense. And as a private detective, again, like you said, body language is important. And you learn, what people are saying without them, no matter what they're saying verbally, you're getting a couple of different stories, both verbal and with body language. And that helps in any kind of communication and songwriting and, you know, writing stories, that's a communication. And that's how I kind of, put everything together.
I love that communication that sort of ties everything together, and maybe something that's somewhat overlooked in our world now, where we don't really communicate all that well. We do it with symbols on a phone, and we really don't have that interaction and communication. Frank Conrad Musumeci is our guest on the program. Googling Musumeci. We've done that all for you at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You can go to Amazon to get information on the book. You can go to frankiem.com, get information on the book and the music there as well. Talk about these two worlds coming together, how this happened. You're a private detective. You're an award-winning singer-songwriter, now a published author of an award-winning publication. How did you bring all of these worlds together? How did that happen?
Well, when I speak to people about it, some people don't realize that I'm a private detective, and on the other side, they don't really get the singer-songwriter part of it. And the worlds are kind of apart if you think about it. The way it happened basically was in my early 20s, I started studying jujitsu, and years later, I became an instructor. I was in my late 20s at the time, and I was doing a private lesson in a dojo that I was working at. And I see this guy come in, older guy, a little overweight, and he sits down. And so I asked him, could I help him? And he said, "Well, I'm wondering if I can just watch the lesson for a while." Now, this was a private lesson, so the dojo wasn't. It wasn't a regular class, so I asked the student, "Is it okay if he watches it?" And she said, "Yeah, that's no problem." Anyway, at the end of the lesson, he said, "I have an idea. If you can teach me jujitsu, I'll teach you the private detective game." And I said, "Okay." And I said, "Yeah, tell me a little more," because that intrigued me. And turned out that he was a homicide detective from New York, and he became a private detective later in life, and we started working together. He started teaching me, different techniques and things like that, and I taught him jujitsu. So it worked out. I worked for him as an apprentice investigator for a while, and that's how it happened. Now, during the time that I worked for him, I worked as an undercover operative, and because of the music, because I play guitar and stuff like that, and because of the music, it gelled pretty well. Because nobody thinks that a long-haired musician is gonna retain anything that they hear for some reason, and that's how I did a lot of undercover work for him, which was successful, and eventually I got my own detective agency. I was able to have enough experience and credentials to start one, and that's what I did.
That's amazing, just sort of a trading of skills that you had that he had. And I'm thinking, boy, how different would your life have been if this guy had been a mortician? I mean, it was really fortunate that this came up with the private eye thing, and a very successful career that Frank has had in that, as well as in the writing. I mentioned writing songs and writing stories. Which came first there? What was the evolution of that? Because you're award-winning at both of those.
Well, I started writing stories first, like I said, when I was a kid, and later on, I found out that I had some talent in singing and music, and I had a strong interest in it, and I found out that, again, like I said before, a song is just a short story and put into rhythm and rhyme and music. And I just put those two things together, and they came together pretty naturally. So that's how it happened.
This book is a collection of short stories, Events of an Ordinary Life by Frank Conrad Musumeci, Musumeci. We've got all the links on our website. And if you Google Events of an Ordinary Life, you go there as well. Or if you go to frankiem.com, information on the book and Frank's music accomplishments there as well. Writing a short story, is that fun? Is that enjoyable? Is that a preference for you? Or is there a novel building up somewhere inside?
It's a lot of fun, and the thing with short stories that I found is that people that don't like to read novels, they think it's too long. They have to go back constantly, some people, just to catch up. But I find that, and they find that a short story is good because it takes a short time to read it. And they'll read the short story, and if it's a collection, then they have another to go back to move on to, actually. And so a lot of people like that type of writing, and I do too. I think it's more inspirational when you have a subject that you write about, or a story that you have in your head. You finish it, you can go to the next one and get inspiration on maybe another topic.
Yes.
So I think it's easier for me anyway. It's easier to write a short story.
Let's talk a little bit about the writing process for you. When you get that idea, you're traveling, you think, okay, I would like to do a short story on what I'm seeing, how this is playing out, or you remember something going back in your journal. How does that work for you? Is that something that is sort of spur of the moment? You want to sit down while the story is fresh in your mind? Do you do an outline? How do you go about taking that idea and making a story out of it?
Well, actually, I think about it for a while. The process that I use is I don't sit down right away unless I have an idea that I don't want to forget. But if it's something that an idea of for a story that I have, I usually like think about it for a long time, because what happens is with me is the idea leads to a character or a string of characters, and the characters start to become real in my mind as I think about the subject. And then once I have kind of an outline, then I write that down. And then it goes from there. It's easy for me to think about it first for a while.
Well, yeah, okay. So it develops in your mind. And then when you sit down, you've got a story that you're not sitting there going, okay, what next? You pretty well have an idea what next is as you're writing this. Our guest on the program is Frank Conrad Musumeci. The book we're talking about, Events of an Ordinary Life, the book, a collection of short stories. You'll find the book wherever books are sold. Send you, of course, to Amazon and his page, webpage, frankiem.com. Are you working on another book? You've got all these ideas. Obviously, I can see as you're talking, you've got a passion for writing these stories. Are you working on another book?
Actually, I am. I'm about eight stories in, and there's plenty of material, especially from my files, so there's a lot of material. It's just a matter of sitting down and putting everything together. But yeah, I would say there's about eight songs. I'm sorry, eight stories in, and it's coming along pretty well.
Well, let's talk about songs, because they're sort of interchangeable. As you said, writing is writing. Let's talk a little bit about multi-award-winning singer-songwriter, a duo as well. Talk about this career, because you started, you were 16 years old, a member of the VJs. That's the first Hoboken band to be signed a recording contract. So you've been writing for a number of years. You've been singing for a number of years, haven't you?
Yes, yes. It actually started a little before high school, during my high school years, I met some guys, some very talented musicians, and we put a band together. And by the end of high school, we were pretty tight, and we went on a road, and we just had a great time doing it.
Talk about your music. What genre, what category would you put it in?
Well, I normally write pop songs or pop rock. And the way it started basically was, I was exposed to a lot of different styles of music. I had an idea one time, just a line that, and then a melody came with the line, and I'm doing the same process that I do with story writing. It pops in my mind, and after a while I started putting some music together, put the chord structure and everything, and then I had a song, and it sounded okay to me, and that's how I started the process of songwriting. And then it became easier and easier as the time went by. Then I started doing singles, and had the opportunity to record quite a bit, and get signed to some labels and stuff. So that's how it started, and I've been doing it ever since.
Well, you can listen to some of Frank's music on his website, and in listening, you're a gifted storyteller. You talk about how important it is to tell a story, whether it be with music or on the page in written form, as you've done, and you've mastered those skills. A few minutes left in the program. Who influenced you musically? Who were some of the people that, and maybe it's changed over the years, that really sort of gave you the motivation to write and to record?
I've always loved doo-wop music.
Oh, yeah.
It's not my era. You know, it was in the 50s. I grew up in the 60s. But I loved the sound of the human voice with no instruments, just the voices making music. And that intrigued me. So I love that. And then I love the crooners, Frank Sinatra, Bobby Darin. Tony Bennett, people like that. And the big band era was fantastic. I was always fascinated by seeing somebody taking like a, you know, 14, 16 piece orchestra and writing all those, all the parts. So, you know, just and Latin music, you know, I come from a Puerto Rican and Italian background, and you know, I heard that music also. So, you know, I had a lot of influences, and I use those influences when I write.
You know, it's interesting. I asked the wrong question, like genre, who influences you, that type of thing. And it's a broad mixture, isn't it? I find that with so many people that either are musicians or enjoy music, it's not necessarily this is all I listen to and I'm not going to open my mind to listen to anything else. You cover the whole gamut there, and all of that you can find music you can relate to and enjoy.
Yeah, the thing is, like, when most musicians, even though they're not into a certain type of genre, they appreciate, you know, the skill and the talent that it takes to make that music. So I think a lot of musicians do, you know, appreciate other musicians and other types of music.
I'm going to take a minute or so here, and then we'll wrap up. Frank Conrad Musumeci is our guest on the program, talking about his book, Events of an Ordinary Life. Let's contrast the two, the performing as well as the writing. You write the book, Events of an Ordinary Life. You really don't know until you see reviews what the response is from the reader. You read the reviews and you think, you know, they like that. But there are people out there reading the book, enjoying it, that you'll never know about. When you're performing, you can look out in the crowd and you can sort of sense whether, okay, it's time now to do my final song, or whether I need to keep performing. What's that like? And when you get immediate response, pretty much, when the live performing and reading, writing the book and people are reading it, you're just not real sure at the time.
That's the one thing that scares me. When you're in front of an audience and something is not working, you kind of change. You can change the song.
Yes.
You can,
yes.
Yeah. But you don't know what's happening until you get, you know, feedback later on from the book. So that's a little strange for me. You know, I like immediate reactions. You know.
Yeah. Somebody's reading the book, Events of an Ordinary Life. You can't say to them, "Okay, go to 32. I think you'll like that one better. You're chapter 32." So I can understand what you're saying. And they're just such a talented career that Frank has had in writing and performing songs, and now the first book, Events of an Ordinary Life. Frank, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. I'm going to wrap. Let me do all the information here so people know where to get the book, Events of an Ordinary Life, by Frank Conrad Musumeci. That's M-U-S-U-M-I-C-I. M-U-S-U-M-I-C-I. The book available at Amazon, all of the usual places. King Pages Press, I thank them for setting up the interview, handling marketing consulting for Frank and the book. His website, frankiem.com. You'll get the book. You'll get all the music information there as well. It's a great place to go and find out about Frank and enjoy the written word and the spoken word, the songwriting and the performing there as well. Frank, the time has gone by too quickly. Love to be able to do this again. It's been a pleasure having you with us on the program. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much, and thank you for making it a lot of fun.
Well, it has been fun, and hopefully we'll do part two with Frank again. Frank Conrad Musumeci. The book is available wherever books are sold. The book is Events of an Ordinary Life. Link onto our website and go to Frank's website, which is frankiem.com. Information there in the book and the music. And you are listening to This Week in America, and we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.